as you sit here, you could become aware of the stillness in the room. And also the silence that's in the room. Even though there are sounds coming from outside, you might be aware of the silence that's here. The silence that might be highlights the movements and arising sensations within your body. And the silence that highlights the noise within. And part of mindfulness is to be aware of thinking. Not so much what we're thinking about, but to be aware of thinking as a phenomena that arises. As if you can step away and observe yourself thinking. And you might, for the next few minutes, allow yourself to think. And in allowing yourself to think, to be aware, clearly aware that you're thinking. And in being aware of thinking, can you notice whether you think more in words or more in images? As you think, are you involved in your thinking? Are you interested in your thoughts? Are you hooked into them? Do your thoughts come with a lot of authority? Are you bothered by your thoughts? And what would it be like to just know a thought as just a thought? Not something to be believed or bothered by or engaged with. A thought passes through the mind as the wind passes through the trees. And in mindfulness practice, it's important to notice how you're aware. Are you aware with judgment or contraction? With being for or against what you're aware of? Can you be aware of thoughts, thinking, without being for or against it? Perhaps by relaxing the thinking muscle. Sometimes when we're thinking, there can be tension or pressure connected to the thinking. Some part of our body feels activated or energized, maybe in the brain, the eyes, the jaw, the chest. We think and there are subtle muscles that get pulled, tighten up. If there's any energy or tension connected to thinking, as you exhale, can you allow that tension to relax, like you're relaxing a muscle? Softening, relaxing the thinking muscle. Maybe with the image of a agitated surface of water. Settling down and flattening out. if you're watching your thoughts, your thinking, is there any emotion connected to your thinking? Could be very subtle, could be strong. But emotions sometimes are both the fuel and the hook of staying involved in thinking, caught up in it. But if you step back and with your awareness, look at the emotions that might be part of thinking. In that stepping back, can there be an unhooking? Sometimes it's possible to be aware of the effort that it takes to think, the energy, and to contrast that with the awareness, a kind of an awareness that doesn't really require any effort. The awareness that remains when conscious mental effort is relaxed. The awareness that remains when conscious mental effort is relaxed. And there's a way of being mindful of thinking, being aware of thinking, where the awareness is undisturbed by whatever we're thinking. Just aware. And then if the thoughts are not predominant, if they recede in the background or quiet down, you might be aware of the space between your thoughts. Or the spaciousness around your thoughts. And if the thoughts are no longer compelling, can also return to awareness of breathing. And if what I'm about to say makes sense, you might try it. That it's possible to be aware of your breathing without making any conscious mental effort. Almost by letting go of conscious mental effort and allowing the body to be centered on breathing. The body's awareness, the chest, the belly's awareness of breathing, is where awareness resides. And the mind relaxes. And mostly letting go of mental effort. So you're left with awareness. The awareness of the body, aware of breathing.